Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
One of my favorite days of the offseason, the first day of rookie minicamp edition. Although we only get to talk to them once. The locker room is being renovated, so we won't be in there. Can't talk to any of the undrafted rookie free agents who I'm intrigued by. Other than that, though, and we only get to see one practice. Other than that, I'm thrilled edition. The Jesse really wants to get Tausch's opinion on my Isaiah Simmons story. He's put it on the show sheet
I've
now.
I've been looking forward to it all week long.
3 days running edition.
I mean, you practically called him out by name in the headline.
Oh, yeah. And I called him out in a tweet, too.
Who'd you call out?
You.
You called me out in a headline?
Well,
I'll explain.
It felt like he did.
Yeah, right. I didn't.
Okay.
I was inspired by you for a headline is more accurate. And
did you sing it or did you do a video?
I did a film version of it. It was amazing, but people didn't like it as much. And we got to get Tausch's take on Jair Alexander edition of Wilde and Tausch. Tausch is back again. A 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430. ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter?
Yes.
Facebook?
No.
YouTube?
Two of them.
Nice. And of course, everything you need in the all new, all redesigned, all free, all customizable, all awesome ESPN Wisconsin app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. I will be headed to Lambeau Field a little bit later today to see the draft class that we will be speaking to. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from a location so undisclosed that we're using the handsome photograph of him on the sideline from his playing days, which somewhere in here, Evan Cohen would make some wisecrack about, oh, that's where he spent a lot of time, even though he didn't.
Mm.
He is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you? Where are you? Why can't we see you?
Okay, so I forgot my iPad. This one's on me, Jesse. I'm not blaming you. I'm going to be accountable.
Nice change of pace.
I am giving a speech later this afternoon up in Appleton, so I'm going to come back. I'm going to do my show. I'm going to do the show from here. And I, for whatever reason, didn't put my iPad in my bag. So this is on me, but I'm up here in Appleton. I'm going to be doing the show, and then we'll knock out a big speech. That's kind of where I'm at.
Mm. What are you going to be talking about?
Teamwork.
Economic.
Teamwork, making
impact.
The dream work. TikTok and how it affects your bottom line. And it's affected my bottom line in a bottom way. No TikTok.
Here's what you do when you want something done. You call Jesse, you say, hey, do this. And then him and Jason figure it out.
Is that how this works? Is that really or
teamwork 9 to noon?
Or more accurately, you call Jesse, then Jesse delegates whatever you've told him to do, and then somebody else gets it done for
us. Okay, well, hey, we all have to know how it works. But teamwork, yes, and that's how you have individual success, Jesse, is teamwork.
Mm.
That makes the dream work.
It does indeed. Heard that. Yeah, did you come up with that, or was that Bob Moore?
I think Bob Moore sent me that on a Friday right around the end of the show is typically how that works.
Well, we're excited for your speech. Will there be – is this like the Matt LaFleur Q&A session at the Tundra Trio that you can find in its entirety on the new ESPN Wisconsin app? Is this where you do the speech and then later on it becomes available on demand?
No.
Or is this exclusive to the people in the room?
Exclusive only. I don't even think there's video. I don't know. But it's exclusive only. So – I can have someone give you the highlights, and you can put it in a sports center if you want, Jesse. That's what we could do with this.
One other question, if I may.
Sure.
I was talking with somebody at the Tundra Trio during the draft, and they big fans of the show, but they asked me about how you always wear a hat.
Yep.
And I said, yeah, I don't think I've seen him without a hat since he went into the Packers Hall of Fame, and I went to the induction ceremony.
Okay.
When you go do a speech, do you stay on brand and go hat, or do you cut your hair, comb your hair?
There's no hat on speeches typically. So no hat.
Church and speeches. Those are the two places.
And a matter
where
of fact,
hat-free.
I was going to ask you this. So Guarding Against Cancer has their big event tonight, and Sarah works very closely. She's
got invited.
Well, it's because you never show up. And so we've supported the Guarding. It's a great initiative. Greg does a great job.
He does.
With Michelle, it's great.
And yep.
They always have fun themes, right? And sometimes we just are able to go to the Thursday night pre-party, which is really fun. It's sometimes out at his house or somewhere else. Obviously, I'm going tonight with Sarah and some friends, and it is a garden theme party.
Went to a garden party. Hung out
can
with
I
Greg
dress,
Garden, my friends.
Can I dress as a gardener?
Absolutely. You would be the hit of the party.
So if I dress as a gardener,
like a
what
floppy
I don't wanna,
hat, overalls.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go over.
Bring one of those kneeler things.
You got to have a rake
of like foam.
I was gonna say a bucket. You got to have a bucket.
I think a rake is the most important part of gardening.
So you can't. So no, you got to get the hand tools.
Yeah,
right. Like a little gouger thing.
Yes,
and a hand rake.
Jason,
the shovel.
I didn't mean like a long, long-armed rake. I'm talking like a hand rake. And I think Jesse's right. I think Jesse's right that the bucket is a part of it. I'm not a bucket guy in that regard, but I think the theme is garden, where you're like, oh, you get all bright colors and, like sunshiny stuff. And I've never been to a garden party, but I do like gardening. I mean, I don't like actually do.
No,
I like
you don't do gardening.
If I may, you shut me off. I like the concept of gardening. I don't want to go out. If you would have let me finish,
I'm
not sure you've gardened anything.
I farmed for a long time, Jesse.
Don't you dare. Farming and gardening are very different.
Tell us about the
We have a garden at our house. It's one of those elevated ones, and we get peppers and tomatoes and stuff like that.
And what is your role in that?
It's pretty minimal. It's a very
pretty minimal.
And
as
here's
in
the problem, and this is the part that you guys don't understand. I would garden
sounds
a lot
a condescending.
More had I not blown my knee out twice. You can't garden if you can't kneel, and I can't kneel.
Like I thought it was an knee, elevated garden.
You still have to kneel to get down there. You got to be one with the garden. You can't be stooped over. Now I want to blow my back out gardening. The inability for me to kneel on a consistent basis has limited my gardening capabilities. It's the truth. And it's one of the, everybody's, oh, it's great being a professional athlete. You make money. You get to do all this fun. And that's all great. That's fun.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But one of the biggest drawbacks, other than health as you get older, I can't be a gardener. And that is something that I think,
my lifelong dream.
I hope you guys, I hope you guys understand and get when you're making fun of me that I can't
feel
garden.
So bad for you.
You guys don't look at the big picture that I would love nothing more than to be a phenomenal gardener.
Tend to my tomatoes.
And my knee injury does not allow me to garden.
Walk on at Wisconsin, Packers Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion, radio voice of the Badgers. But poor guy can't get a gig as a gardener anywhere.
I thought someday I'd have a show on HGTV.
I can't go out to the sunflowers in the backyard.
I would hope that you guys are being serious with this because it's a stark reminder when my knee, I'm still able to gut through pickleball, but it's a stark reminder when gardening season comes that old T, it's one of the things that's been taken away from him, is gardening.
You've never once shared this in the 9 years of this show.
Maybe because it's too painful? Is that possible? Do you ever think about that, Jesse? Well, anyways, so what is garden attire and what should I rock tonight? Do I go with the gardening? I don't think they'll let me bring a gardening tool in. And is that in the spirit of what they're doing? Is being a gardener part of the garden party?
So garden party attire, as I am looking at this, it's not necessarily bright colors. I see some dudes in like a light colored shirt and like a tan sport coat.
Okay.
Or khaki pants and like a blue sport coat. So
I feel like sunglasses are a must if it's a garden party.
Yeah, both these guys I'm looking at. Yep. Wearing sunglasses.
Yep.
It feels like, dare I say, Kentucky Derby lights, like without the silly hats and stuff.
Okay.
Kind of so that color palette.
That makes sense.
Okay. So it's, you know, now if you can, I'm seeing this here now. A lot of these sport coats appear to have some sort of a pattern on the inside that are fun with flowers. And such.
Yeah.
I see maybe some of the kind of ugly golf pants that are different types of patterns on them.
Seersuckers, right? Are those what those are called? Like the seersucker vibe with the stripes and the... That's another thing. I don't even want to get into the fact I can't clam. They're not going to let me clam anymore either.
Oh, it's a tale of woe.
Tough being you. Jerry Odd says you need a tool belt with garden tools and a big floppy hat.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't think that's the vibe, and I don't mind standing. I mean, I'll like when I'm in Japan, I don't mind standing out.
Now wait a minute. Don't lie about that either. You were uncomfortable being the big guy in that country.
No, I was uncomfortable because I was nervous about chair structure and everything else. It just was crowded. I wasn't uncomfortable. I was uncomfortable because it's crowded. And I'm not uncomfortable because people are staring at me. That happens. What are you going to do about it? Nothing.
It's true.
So no, it was chair structure and crowded people is what made me uncomfortable. Not people chuckling and giving me that look like what the blankety blank is this guy doing?
Look at Godzilla.
That doesn't make me uncomfortable.
I'm seeing a few people in YouTube or on the text line. They're saying you should model yourself after Bill Murray in Caddyshack. That should be the look you go for.
But that's
like the groundskeeper.
So be real dirty. Like have a bunch of dirt.
Yeah, like well.
I don't know.
You can't go kneel out in the garden. That's
I don't think
well
old girl's gonna. Yeah, old girl ain't gonna be on board with that. I got to come up with a happy medium. So I'll keep taking requests. If somebody can give me a vibe that I'm looking for, I think I'll be interested.
It's unfortunate. I don't think we can rush these pants to you, but I've come across a pair of pants that I think would be right on point. It does appear that women like Sarah would have a lot more options in terms of their attire for this. So it's a little more challenging for you. Your Junius Costin crushed velvet sport coat is not going to work.
It's only a Christmas coat.
I have to admit, I don't dress up very often, as you know, but I think I may have come across a pair of pants that I would love to wear. It's like kind of a rainbow pattern that I think would be perfect for tonight, but unfortunately, I don't think Shinesty, which I'm not familiar with that website, can get them to you quickly enough. So you will have to make do with what you've got. I don't think Gardo's intent is for you to to show up like Bill Murray. Oh, getting stoned to bejesus.
Have a little gopher next to you. That could actually be pretty fun.
No gophers at a Badger event, Jesse. Come on.
All right. So Carl Spackler will not be in attendance tonight. But
there's a Spartan there tonight. Izzo's going to be there.
There is. Tommy Tugboat. Yep.
Is that what they call Tom? Is it Tommy Tugboat?
I don't think so.
I call him Tommy Tugboat.
Never heard that before.
I think that's a new one.
All right. Well, you weren't uncomfortable in Japan. You say you won't become uncomfortable tonight, even though you don't know how to dress for this garden party with Gardo.
Garden against cancer, am I right?
That's good, Jesse. That's good.
But it's also, on top of everything else, a new month.
It's end of April. And no more commercials.
No more. Everybody's talking about it. So it's time for a new Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin communique.
Uh-oh. Let's see how we do.
Good luck to you,
well,
sir.
You know what? There's no better time to start gardening. No better. It's May. Spring has sprung. And there's no better time to upgrade your windows and doors than right now. Because Pella is offering up to, not one, not two, not four, not five, 6 years of 0% financing. Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know how she does this, but she does. Set your free in-home consultation today. You commit nothing at this point. They're going to listen to your vision. They're going to suggest the Pella materials and those customizations to make your home a reality. Again, zero financing, up to 6 years. Certain restrictions do apply. This deal ends May 31st of 2025. So visit PellaWI.com today.
So here's the deal. We need to spend some time on this because subsequent to your to our program ending, for those of you that remember the end of, was it Monday's show? Last time Tausch was on, he was packaging Giannis and Dame to New Orleans.
It's a lot of game to play.
And if we're being honest, not for a guy who proclaims himself an NBA expert, not
on the court.
Demonstrating a very clear understanding
of
how trades in the National Basketball Association work.
Bobby Marks Tauscher.
And so we got a lot of feedback from our friend Justin Garcia, who on the private talk and text line tried to explain how errant Tausch's opinion was and how unrealistic his solve everything by trading your two best players, including a guy that probably won't play until 2027, was. So we do need to revisit that before we get into the Packers as we get ready for the first day of the rookie minicamp. That is ahead with Tausch back in the saddle again. After a couple of days away, it is Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
The last time we heard from him on the program, though, he was suggesting a package deal to send Giannis and Dame to New Orleans. As our Bucks buddy Justin Garcia privately explained to us later, that is not going to work.
So don't. Okay, first off, and you can check the tape. Don't misconstrue what I said.
Okay.
I said Giannis to New Orleans, no doubt. And then we get a Zion back as, you know, part of it. This is not
He's never hurt.
This is not going to be a one-for-one deal. This needs to be three, four teams involved. And my point on this was, if you're going to trade Giannis. You need to get picks, and you need to gut everything else. And the only way you're going to ever get rid of Dame is with the chip of Giannis. And that's where another team jumps in, maybe takes it on to get picks. It has to be – this isn't going to be some simple transaction. This would be a big boy deal. And if Giannis wants out and he tells you, this is where I want to go, all right, well, that means that's where he has to go. But that doesn't mean those are the only teams going to be involved. And if you're going to gut this thing, Dame needs to be a part of it as far as getting out of that deal within this structure, because you're right, his trade value is going to be limited at best. But Giannis's isn't, and that was my point when I explained the trade opportunity.
Yeah, but you would acknowledge now that it's not feasible. It's not how it works. So they can't. You can't do it.
Well, what do you mean it's not how it works? No, not with one team. You can get three. There's three and four team trades, Jason. You can do it.
Okay. I just felt like it was fairly clearly explained to us that you actually can't do it. But that's fine. The bottom line is that it all comes down to, and we're going to be inundated with this for months and months and months on end, which will be, does Giannis want to leave or not? Because I don't think, and I listened to Bucks talk in the aftermath of the Bucks final loss in Game 5, which was rough. I don't think in any way the Bucks are going to say, we need to hit the reset button. We're going to trade Giannis whether he wants to be traded or not. I don't think that's the case
here. That will not happen, no.
So it's only if he wants to leave. And I
Correct.
Do not want to be one of those shows that devotes all kinds of oxygen to the theoretical Giannis wants out. When he wants out, great. If that happens, I am going to choose to believe
great.
It won't happen.
It's not great. FYI.
Well, great. We can talk about it then. I don't feel the need to constantly live in this realm of fear that he's going to desert us like so many other great players have over the years. All right. I don't want to say
just
that.
Just wait a second. Besides Kareem, who else has deserted us?
Gary Sheffield?
Okay, is he? I mean, he's a good player. Don't get me wrong.
In the Baseball Hall of Fame?
I don't know. Let's not equate Gary Sheffield with Kareem and Giannis, okay? Let's just not. Who else has? Who else has kind of bulldogged their way out of the state?
Gary Sheffield, by the way, not in the Hall of Fame. He fell just short, 63.9% of the vote on the last time.
That's too bad.
Too bad.
That is unfortunate for him.
So who else? Like this whole narrative that gets painted because everybody talks about it because they don't want a great player to be in Milwaukee for whatever reason. It hasn't happened that often, guys.
Ray Allen went on and had success
they
elsewhere.
That was a horrific trade. That wasn't Ray saying, I ain't playing in Milwaukee no more. Greg Jennings was a free agent that didn't want to contract the Packers. That's not in the same realm. It just isn't. The narrative is fake news. If you want to get into it, it is. It's a fake news narrative. Unless you can explain it out. I mean, I don't think it's true. Do you?
All right. First of all, we have talked about this before. There is an inferiority complex among us Wisconsinites.
Insecurity.
An insecurity. Another great word for it. Thank you. About being abandoned by our best players. Paul Molitor departed.
We couldn't pay him.
Chose not to pay him.
Okay. Well, potato, patata. But yes, that was a tough loss, no doubt. But that wasn't Paul Molitor saying, I'm out of here. You guys stay. And that's not what it was. And that's the narrative that you get. Okay. Who else?
I will have to come up with more. My point
there's
is
not,
there,
there's
no.
Not. That's
I,
the
think
point.
There. I think
there's
there
not.
Probably are.
Who?
Brett Favre playing for the Vikings.
Well, that was not Brett's decision. It wasn't. Did Brett tell them to go draft Aaron Rodgers? I don't think he did.
That he did not. But did he ever actually intend on being a Packer again when he reported in training camp in 2008? No, he did not. He wanted to force his way to the Vikings, and that's what he wanted.
I went over to the text line to see if anyone chimed in, and all I'm getting is a bunch of people saying Tausch address as a gnome for the party tonight.
Okay. Plus, it'll allow you to wear a hat.
Yeah, Gnome City. Okay.
All right. Anyway, my point is that I do not want to join the chorus because we'll play a little. Did you hear this a little bit later that demonstrates this? The playoffs are going on. The Lakers, who someone on this panel predicted would be in the finals after the Doncic trade, have been eliminated, and yet all the oxygen is being taken up by. Oh, Giannis is going to leave Milwaukee now. Oh, he's got to get out of there. All the national shows are on there. I do not want to join that chorus, so I'm not going to. There's a lot of other stuff going on in the NBA that could be talked about, but this is what people want to talk about. I do not want to be among them. I do want to be told how your prize picks have been going lately because, you know, when you're not here, we don't get updates, and then when we don't get updates, Jesse just has to brag about how much success he's having.
Oh, Jesse, you having success? What's been your winners lately?
Huge winner on Knicks Pistons last night. Put five down 170. That was a nice little win for me last night.
Wait, you put in five and you won $170?
No, I won
170.
I was victorious in receiving $70 in return. OG Anunoby took the more there. Jalen Brunson took more with a little devil guy. Boosted him up because he was going to have a big night. He did. Went for 40.
Big-time game-winning shot.
Pistons were going to shoot a lot of threes. Hardaway had projected more than less than 2.5 made threes. He only made one. And then Schroeder had more than 3.5 attempted threes. He went for 4. That was 4 for 4. That's 70 in the old pocket for Jesse.
Good job, Paul. Jesse turned his sports knowledge, whatever there is of that, into cash. Whoa. With millions of members. That was a low blow. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports successful to everybody and simple. Pick more or less on at least two players, whether it's Anobi, Adobe, for a shot to win up to not 1,000, but 2,000 times your cash. You can run your game all season long on Prize Picks. It is the best place to win cash while watching sports. You can join millions of users. Sign up today. Cash in on the playoffs with Prize Picks. You got NHL, you got hockey, you got NBA, you have UFL, you got everything at your disposal, whether it's rebounds, points, assists. Take your pick more or less for that shot to win up to 2,000 times your cash. You can also win. This is kind of fun. Starting with the play-in round, every lineup you have an opportunity. Takes two ticket sweepstakes. You can win a +1 VIP trip to the ship. A VIP trip to the ship. Download the app today. Use that code WI to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's code WI, $50 instantly after you play that first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game.
You win a trip to the ship, but you have to dress like a gardener. Carl Spackler. We will get to the Packers, who are kicking off their rookie minicamp today. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
We're on the Badgers.
There are moments where it feels like you're close, but taken holistically, those look like blips.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
To win a championship, you have to consistently be that team.
This is 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Some trivia coming up with this bizarre schedule that we've had for trivia this week and last week. But I want to get to my headline that may or may not have been influenced by Tausch's feelings about Isaiah Simmons as the Packers' version of Zach Bond, potentially. But before that, speaking of linebackers, The Green Bay Packers did not pick up the fifth-year option on Quay Walker. The narrative surrounding that, and Goody had made this comment multiple times, that they want Quay Walker and Devontae Wyatt, whose fifth-year option they did pick up, on their team in 2026, which is when those fifth-year options would be kicking in, and beyond. And yet they did not give Quay his. They want to have a long-term deal with him. It is a curious scenario, in my opinion. Tausch, what do you make of the no fifth-year option for Quay?
Oh, why is it curious to you? Because we had
because
this
if you want a long-term deal with him,
I
you could.
Have asked, I should ask that question when I didn't want you to answer right away.
Good analysis.
Thank you. So, Jason, we had this discussion. I don't know if it was right before the draft, but you, as a linebacker, when you get that fifth-year option, is it not accumulation of inside and outside linebacker money?
It was $14.75 million for 2026.
Okay. And I think when you look at it, Do I want to pay my starting inside linebacker, my captain, a guy that's got the green dot on their helmet? Do you want that? You want to figure out a way to get a long-term deal done. And I understand why, the fifth-year option, it is a tool that organizations fought hard to keep. They want that because it controls costs. So I guess looking at it, is this going to, giving Quay that option of having that $15 million next year guaranteed, which is what happens when you give that fifth-year option? Or do you look at it and say, I want to utilize that and get that into a long-term deal? And the question really is he the guy that they want at middle linebacker moving forward? Goody has said that. We've heard him say that. I think everybody last year, before he got dinged up at the end of the year, was saying, man, he's really coming on. He showed maturity. He had some things that happened on the field that can't happen, but that was as a young player, and he is matured, and we're hoping that he continues. You're going to find out if that's the case. I think it's – and I'd be curious, Jason, on your end to explain why you think they didn't do that.
Yeah, so part of it is financial. There's no two ways about it, because it would have made him like the sixth or seventh highest paid off the ball linebacker in the league. And he has not played to that level. I'm not saying that he has. At the same time, I do find it to be, I don't want to call it disingenuous, but I would also argue, even though he'd be like 20th in the pecking order for defensive tackles, that Devontae Wyatt hasn't played at a level commensurate with his nearly $13 million guaranteed money either. Secondly, if you keep saying that you want him long-term and you guarantee him $14.7 million in 2026, there is nothing preventing you from signing him to an extension to replace that after you've exercised the option, and then he gets, I don't know, $17 million guaranteed as part of the extension, right? And that covers what he would have had guaranteed as a one-year salary. It lowers his cap number. It would have been something of a placeholder for a long-term deal, if that's what they want. And what I'm saying is, and again, I understand people think I don't like Goody. I do think that there have been times where he's been less than forthright about things. But it sounds good to say that you want him long-term and you want to sign him to an extension, and I'm sure they do on their terms. What those terms are, I'm not sure. But the fact of the matter is there was nothing stopping you from giving him the fifth-year option and saying, but look, we want to get a deal done to replace this so we don't have to eat a nearly $15 million cap number in 2026. So how do you not at least consider the possibility that what they really want is for him to prove that the turning of the corner that appeared to happen around Thanksgiving last year is who he is? And so, and of course you don't want to say, well, we're not really sure if he's good enough. You don't want to say that publicly. I get it. But I'm not a huge fan of the, oh, well, we want him long term, because this would not have precluded them from getting him long term. So I understand the narrative. I understand you say things that you're supposed to say. But I'm a Quay Walker believer. I know I am in a small group. There are plenty of doubters about him. But I believe that he turned a corner, and I think he's going to have a really good year. And maybe that ends up costing them even more money. But I know this. I know Jeff Hafley believes that he's got a dynamic duo between him and Edgerrin Cooper. I know that Xavier McKinney, as I wrote about on Channel3000.com, I remember standing with a couple of other reporters and talking to him after the Thanksgiving night game against Miami, in which Quay Walker was a beast. And whether or not he was swept up in the moment, I don't know. But Xavier McKinney said that he is the best middle linebacker in the league. Now, has he proven that over an extended period of time? No. But Xavier McKinney is not the type of guy that says that stuff and is hyperbolic about guys that aren't that good. So when he says that, it gets my attention. And so I just feel like just sort of swallowing the narrative of, well, we want him long-term. It was just too big of a number for him for this year because of the edge rushers. It's $2 million more than Devontae Wyatt is getting. And I'm not sure Devontae Wyatt has proven anything conclusively either at this point. So tell me why I'm wrong there.
Because it's all about value. And you can love a player and want them back and say all the stuff that you just mentioned. And then you can look at it and say, all right, the Green Bay Packers went a long time. I don't want to use the term neglecting.
No, it's not the right word.
Not emphasizing production in the middle of their defense. They said, let's get tackle gatherers. That's what we want. And then I'm convinced that the Greenlaws, Varners, Bowmans, I keep forgetting the other guy's name, Willis. Oh my God.
What are you talking about, Willis?
There you go. That changed the narrative as far as how the Packers approach this position. They utilized a first round pick. And the question really comes down to, do you want Quay Walker to be your guy? I think they do. But I think they want it, as you put it, on their terms. And getting a fifth-year option on defensive tackles, the big boys are making $25, $30 million a year.
It's true.
The big boys. Mm-hmm. The big boy inside linebackers, what are they making, 15 to 20? I mean, I don't know what the top – what are the Varners – and I don't think anybody's putting Quay Walker in the Varner category yet, but the big boy inside linebackers are making upper teens, low 20s.
Yep.
And so you look at this and you say, I'm going to risk the fact that Devontae Wyatt, if he pops, it's going to be real expensive. If Quay Walker pops, you know what? We get another full year to see it. We're not guaranteeing if he gets hurt. God, if something happens, we don't owe him anything. Whereas if he does, you kind of play that risk-reward out. Sure. Even if Quay dominates and has a big boy year, you're going to end up signing him. And the way the Packers do it, they're going to give him a year, a big signing bonus, and then have a two-year out. And this year, giving him a one-year where you don't really get any of that long-term savings, and you don't get the cap savings because you're paying him. And then that you have to factor into your new deal. And I think they're just looking at saying, we hope Quay dominates and we have to pay him. We're fine with that. That's the risk that we're going to take. It's either that or it's, I don't know if he's our guy. It's one of those two things. There's nothing in between because their actions spoke and their actions tell a lot.
More than their words of we want him for 2026 and beyond.
Whatever that is that is irrelevant because the action was now done and it's a two-way street. You're either we hope he plays great and we will pay him, or the risk just wasn't there for us to give that injury guarantee for a year. I don't know which way it is. I know they want him to play great, them having a lot of success, and be more – it's almost like team success will bring individual success for Quay Walker. That's what this year is going to be for everybody involved.
Well, we will see how it plays out with Quay Walker and if he is the player that they're hoping. It felt a little bit like, hey, here's the narrative. You have to believe it. And you always say, rightfully so, don't listen to what they say. Look at what they do. And what they did was they didn't give him the fifth-year option. So that's the reality of it. All right, I do want to get into we'll play trivia a little bit later when Tausch has to leave for a little while.
How do you think Quay takes this?
Yeah, not great, right?
I don't know because it's different than a franchise tag, but it's similar in the fact that it locks you in. You don't get the long-term deal. So players don't want franchise tag, but it does. It does tell you that, and that doesn't limit them. If Quay balls out, what is a franchise tag for a – that's the other thing you got to look at. Because that edge rush gets into this equation, what is a franchise tag for a starting middle linebacker? Because if it's less than 15, then what are we talking about? Then it's irrelevant.
I think the issue here is that picking up the – like, here's another example of what I'm talking about. The Lions picked up – Aiden Hutchinson's fifth-year option, okay? Yeah. But they don't want him to play on the fifth-year option, right? They want him long-term. So they pick up the fifth-year option, but it's really, like, no one wants to actually play on the fifth-year option. It's a weird mechanism. It's basically a confirmation when they pick it up, which is still, you got a whole nother season to play before it kicks in. You know, that's the other confusing part that I know some fans, just to clarify, his 2025 salary, all these guys, their 2025 salaries are set. Now, they become guaranteed if they aren't already if you pick up the fifth-year option. But the fifth-year option for the 2022 draft class is 2026. So they're under contract this year. That does not factor in at all. But the Lions pick up the fifth-year option on Aiden Hutchinson with no intention of having him play on it. The whole idea is it tells you that we want you, but you don't want to play on it. You want the security of a long-term deal with much more guaranteed money up front and a signing bonus. We want the cap relief of spreading out the cost of keeping you instead of it. So it's kind of this weird mechanism where you don't want to play on it, but you want to get it because it says how we feel about you.
Sure.
And so in this case, the message, whatever other things they say, is we're not sure enough with you to give it to you now and then replace it with a long-term deal. That's what it is. And I am a Quay Walker believer. If I am wrong, they will have him play out this season. And then, you know, are they going to get a deal done before training camp with him? Maybe, I guess.
No.
I can't rule
With Quay,
that out.
Unless it's exactly what the Packers want. No, I think Quay is at that point where now, especially without that, he is going to – the motivation, and this is part of it that maybe you don't look at. The motivation – guys always want to have great years. Guys really want to have great years when they're in their contract year. Mm-hmm. He's now in his contract year. And when you do that, maybe it's another little kick, like, all right, we saw some glimpses. Now let's do it consistently, game in, game out.
Yeah. We will see how it plays out. I did want to get to that. I do want to get into the Packers' version of Zach Bond because I did think of Tausch when I put my headline on that story.
There it is.
We'll get to that. Coming up, you could take it to the bank that we're going to talk about that next. And if it is being taken to the bank, you know it's taken to Associated Bank, the best customer service in the industry. They've got the awards to prove it, and it's great if you want Brewers checking, support the Brewers. If you want Badgers checking, support the Badgers. Or if you want Packers checking, because they are the bank of the Packers from the very beginning in 1919. But more importantly, you want to be at a bank where you feel comfortable and confident and know they're looking out for you, and that's exactly what Associated Bank does. It's not branches that make you local. It's your roots, and their roots are here in Green Bay and throughout the Midwest, and they've got the best customer service, whether it's early pay, whether it's credit monitoring, whether it's fraud protection. They're looking out for you. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. We'll have more next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN Radio. Shohei Ohtani and the Los Angeles Dodgers begin a 10-game road trip in Atlanta against Marcell Ozuna and the Braves. Coverage begins at 6 Eastern, with first pitch at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN. Dancing on the edge, about to take it too far. Messing with my head, how I'm missing your heart. If you wake up in your bed, alone in the dark, I'm sorry. Gotta leave before you love me. Leave before you love me.
The Garden Party edition of Wildy and Tausch rolls on.
Did you see our artwork from our guy Greg?
I did. It's good stuff. Jesse will work on getting that. There it is.
You're right up there's, here on our video stream.
Tausch
watching. Thanks, Greg.
Gardening with his bad knees. Some in the YouTube comments suggesting that much like when he drives and you're the passenger in his vehicle, that Tausch is a garden tyrant. I can see it. Very stern in his requirements for his peppers and his tomatoes. We're going to hear from Matt LaFleur from our conversation earlier this week at the Tundra Trio on draft day. Lots of different things that were interesting that he shared with us. You'll be able to check out the entirety of it on the ESPN Wisconsin app. We'll get to that coming up next. But Tausch, you know, there are times where I know I irritate you, and I know there's times you irritate me. And one of them was the way you took the, they need to try and find their version of a Zach Bond this offseason, a bargain player who comes in and plays really well for you. And Isaiah Simmons, the former eighth overall pick, maybe is that guy. He has started 42 games in the league. He's bounced around. He was in Arizona for 3 years. He's been with the Giants the last 2 years. Guy won the Butkus Award as the best linebacker in college football at Clemson. He is proof of the old rule that you tell us all the time, and I mentioned you in my tweet when I sent out the link to this story on Channel 3000. First-round picks constantly have to prove they don't belong in the league. Seventh-round picks constantly have to prove that they do. If his draft status was not a first-round, eighth overall pick, I probably wouldn't have even written about his signing. But what do you think of picking up a guy with that kind of pedigree and the possibility that he could really help them this year?
Let's rephrase that. You would not be talking about him, A, because nobody would care, and B, because they wouldn't have signed him. Someone that has performed where he's at and has had the opportunities he's had, you're not getting those opportunities if you're a seventh or a, I mean, if it would, it would be a blip in the radar, not a Channel 3000 article. So the deal is, and this everybody signs up for it, talent gets you in. It'll keep you in a little bit longer, but it does not get you a job. You still have to go out and do it. And up to this point, he has not gotten the production that the teams that have chosen to have him expected. So now you get that opportunity that Zach Bond got in Philadelphia. And could it be he is a gifted athlete? That's why you get picked eighth overall. You don't get picked eighth because you're a nice guy. You get picked eighth because you are a freak show of an athlete that has proven that they can do it on a somewhat consistent basis. That has not been the case for him. So I look at this more of a, you know what, if this works, phenomenal. We're not banking on anything. If you're banking that he is going to be Zach Bond, you're probably going to be disappointed.
But in fairness, they weren't expecting Zach Bond to be Zach Bond either.
Jason, it depends who you ask. There's always revisionist history. Obviously, Howie Roseman thought that he could play, but their defensive coordinator saw this. They saw the vision. They saw that he was not being used in the way they would use him and that he could make a big splash. And Philadelphia put him into the mix. This wasn't like three injuries and, oh, let's just try Bond out there. They saw the vision and they did it. Now, does Jeff Hafley see that same vision? I certainly hope so. But he has to go out and do it, and it's not costing you anything. I don't know if what other than maybe a workout bonus or something. I can't imagine there's any guaranteed money. So this is one of those great, let's see. And it could be awesome. And if it's not, it's no big deal. That's you need to have some of those hits. And that, why I laughed at you is because, well, no blank, blank. It's like when, you know, Don Beebe was on Homer's show and I was talking with Vinny and Eric about it. They're like, oh, this is like, yeah, you know what's great? Having an MVP kick returner and Reggie White are both great additions to your team. That's why I give you grief, but it would be awesome if he can utilize the talent that got him drafted eighth, finding a role that fits in making this defense that much better. This will be great. Do I think that we'll be talking about that in September and October? I don't. But I would bet that if I was a Philly sportscaster, I would probably have said the same thing about Zach Bond, except for the fact he's from Wisconsin. I would have thought that he was going to light the world on fire. Outside of that, it is a fun story. It will be fun to monitor, but I hope he doesn't get the opportunity, because if he does, that probably means something has happened to either Coop or to, you know, Quay Walker.
Tausch, tell us a little bit about Coors Light so we don't have to listen to Jesse trying to imitate you.
Oh, brewed. Oh, I can't wait to hear that. Brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it's cold packaged. It's made to chill. Garden party? Ooh, that sounds like a Coors Light for old tea. I'll probably have one of those, and I'll make sure those mountains are blue. That's when you know Coors Light is chilled to perfection. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch will consist of some of the best of our conversation with Matt LaFleur from last week at the Tundra Trio. That kicks off in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.